And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Differences Matter. My first guest is a nationally recognized voice for weight loss through healthy living. He's a motivational speaker, a physical conditioning and nutrition specialist. We discussed his latest book, Diet Free for Life. My next guest is a recognized thought leader, speaker, mentor, coach on business strategy and IP management. We're going to discuss his latest book titled Agility, Competing and Winning in a Tech-Savvy Marketplace. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Mark Mueller-Iberstein is the founder and CEO of Edutech, which mission is to help organizations and their leaders realize value globally. He's a recognized thought leader, a speaker, a mentor, a coach. He advises startups and sometimes takes a hands-on role of CEO on their business strategy and IP management. Agility, his book, was written based on over his life experience, over 15 years of global experience in the IT industry. Mark was the director of deployment and adoption for Microsoft Corporation. Prior to joining Microsoft, Mark was at Hewlett-Packard in leadership positions in business development, marketing, and product management. Mark received his Master's of Business Administration from the University of Technology in Berlin, and he studied at the University of Marburg, both in his native country of Germany. Welcome to the show, Mark. How are you today?
Thank you very much, Billy. I really appreciate having me here on the program and sharing our insights with you as well as with the audience.
Well, I appreciate it, and I always like to have thought leaders in business come on the show and talk about things. And technology is clearly one of the drivers of the recovery of the 2007-2009 recession. One of the things that I liked about your latest book, Agility, is that it points out the critical importance of collaboration between IT professionals and line managers in competitive business strategies going into the 21st century. But let me ask you this. I mean, does it really boil down to one company's my nerds are better than your nerds? And is that the thrust of business in the 21st century?
Well, it's not only about the quality of the nerds. I think, as you said, differences matter. It's very much about the differences the business itself and the organizations have and the attitude to change, both inside the organization as well as adapting to change that is coming from the outside.
And those changes are coming at faster and faster paces, and it's just amazing. I want to ask you, though, you draw on a wealth of knowledge and experience from your prior positions at Microsoft and at Hewlett-Packard. So these are two of the leaders in technology on a worldwide basis. What did you learn from these companies that you're now applying at Edutech today?
I think one of the key things, the opportunity I have working with those organizations is working with smart people, both inside the organization themselves, but also in the customer environment. You really see the difference technology and the positive attitude to technology change, to adopting those change can make for the users and for the broader organizations they're in.
All right, and that makes sense to me. Now, both of these companies during your tenures rolled out some revolutionary products. I'm amazed at Microsoft. You were involved in the Office 2010 rollout. You did something rather remarkable there. Tell my listeners about how widespread the beta testing for that particular product was.
The beta testing for Office 2010 was the largest beta for any of these commercial products ever. We had millions of people that are utilizing the software even before Microsoft were actually shipping it. The interesting thing with Office is that really gone from a typewriter replacement in the early 90s to a complete collaboration and communication platform. That's where it is today and where our customers taking that advantage to transform their businesses.
Okay. Now, many of the people, Mark, listening to the sounds of our voices, they're in business. They're maybe listening to us in their office, perhaps over their computer streaming on the internet, or they're in their car going to a sales call, something like that. But most of my listeners, I would venture to say, are not technically gifted. You know, they use technology, but they're not the leaders in technology thought and that sort of thing. Today, IT professionals are considered to be very, very technically savvy, but kind of lacking in communications and business skills. The flip side, senior management is considered to have the business skills, the communication skills, but they generally lack the technology savvy that you talk about. So for a company to be effective, how do we bridge the differences in the skill sets of the IT professionals and the professional managers?
First of all, it starts with an attitude, of course, to making sure that people are communicating, keeping the lines of communication open and understanding that on both sides of the line, there is a lot to learn and a lot to leverage. The job of the IT professional is going to change over the next years, and most of the people on the phone, on the radio here, experiencing in their life what we call the consumerization of IT. So a lot of functionalities that were for big enterprises in the past are available through the internet on a fingertip, and the business people don't really need to understand how it works. That doesn't really matter. The more important thing is what can technology do for their business. And it doesn't really matter if you're a TV repairman, if you're a salesperson, if you are a doctor. I've worked with all of those organizations in different sizes and can really see what a difference the right processes and utilizing technology in their business can make.
All right. We're talking to Mark Mueller-Eberstein, everybody. His book is Agility, Competing and Winning in the Tech-Savvy Marketplace. And, Mark, I hear what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying. Communication is the key, but communication is also the problem at the same time. You're bilingual. You speak both English and German, and you speak, obviously, both very well. But the reality is that even business managers who want to articulate what they want the technology to do have a difficult time doing that. And in many ways, it's like a person who speaks English talking and trying to communicate to a person who speaks only German. So how can businessmen and women become more aware of what technology can and can't do so that they can articulate their desires to the IT professionals?
Thanks, Billy. Yes, that's one of the reasons why I sat down and wrote Agility, Competing and Winning in a Tech-Savvy Marketplace. It's not only looking at it from a technology perspective, but really defines a vocabulary that is around the capabilities that technology brings for the business. So in my book, Agility, Competing in the Tech-Savvy Marketplace and Winning, that's the key thing here, we are describing what those capabilities are, not for the nerd, but for the business owners, for the business strategists, for the leaders of business functions, so they have the vocabulary to go back and demand from their IT providers, either their intern or extern, what they need to improve their business and their business results.
All right. Well, now, that all sounds very theoretical, and many of my readers haven't read your latest book, Agility. So give us some examples of the value that IT can deliver to a business today, whether it's a big business or a small business. What are some examples?
Sure. If you think about, let's say, a couple of small companies I've worked with in the past, even a small medical office, by thinking about the processes that they are using, utilizing a modern scheduling technology, they got their utilization up, saved some of the supporting staff, and improved their profitability by 70% in just 2 years.
Wow.
So there's real opportunities there. Another one of my favorite examples is just a very, very small company of a TV repairman. Just the 55-year-old gentleman, and by understanding how search engines work, he is able in his local community to be on the top of every repair list and installation of TV and home theater equipment, and he does a very, very good living for him and his family by utilizing available advertisement, tracking it, and being on top of it.
Oh, well, those are great examples. Now, as you point out in the book, Mark, purchasing the most advanced technology by itself is insufficient. Other factors, such as the organizational firm's culture, are very, very important to making a firm agile. So what are some of the cultural and people skills that are important to make an overall company be agile?
I think openness to change in general, and that starts top down, that shows from the leadership that change is okay, that learning is okay, and adopting of new technology is something that goes across all ranks. I think the top executives that were, where it still was acceptable 5 years ago to have the secretary print out the emails, that is definitely a part of the past, really emerging yourself into that environment. What I find very helpful to driving change in organization is leveraging the differences. I think your show Differences Matter is true in leveraging those differences and establishing mentor relationships. So if you are a strong salesperson today, if you're a strong marketing person, if you're a business leader, partner with somebody who understands the technology. Often they are from the younger generation. My next research project is focusing on what I call the digital cowboys. Those are the people that are born after 85, grew up with the internet and mobile technologies, and utilizing them in their daily life, and really saying, see what you can show them, see what you can learn from them, and really help them to be successful, and they will help you to be successful as well.
Wow, the digital cowboys, I like that. Of course, I call them just Generation Y, and that makes sense. And I loved what you had to say about the CEOs who 5 years ago, it was very acceptable for them to have their assistants print out their emails. Of course, today that's not popular. You say it's because it's technology and changing attitudes. I say it's because of the 2007-2009 recession. Those positions were just cut out of the organization. But back to the recession itself, I mean, that really, the recession of the last couple of years has constrained IT budgets a lot. So what impact has the smaller IT budgets had on a lot of firms' ability to compete in the marketplace?
The opportunity to leverage technology has not only a positive impact on the business side and the business results, but of course also on the IT budget. IT itself can, if you look at a modern approach, you can save costs there, but it also changes how organizations work. So if you think about office costs, do people really need to have a workspace where they go every day? Or some companies have cut down the space they provide to 60% of what they had a few years ago, by allowing their people to work from home, to telecommute, making them more effective. And realized that as a side effect, their sick rates actually went down, because people do not now, if they had a cold, well, they did still go to the doctor, they still made sure they are doing better, but they could work from home. So instead of working 8 hours, they worked 7 hours or 6 hours, but the overall productivities of the organizations actually went up. Facility costs went down, and satisfaction of the employees and overall business results went up as well.
Wow. We're talking to Mark Mueller Eberstein, everybody. His book, Agility, Competing and Winning in the Tech-Savvy Marketplace, really is a blueprint for line managers who want to know a little bit more about technology, its capabilities, and how to communicate with people that are IT professionals. Now, one of the tools in your book, and it's part of your consulting as well, Mark, is something that you call the Business Productivity Infrastructure Optimization. Got a lot of letters there, a lot of words. But what exactly is a business productivity infrastructure optimization, and why would a company want to embark on one?
So the first two words, business productivity, really looks at what is the impact my organization can have. And it doesn't matter if I'm a sales office, if I'm a medical office. I can look at this holistically. What is the business productivity my organization is creating? And what are the processes that are behind that I can either optimize or automatize? The infrastructure there is, what is the technology I'm using today? Do I only use the phone? Do I use the cell phone? Do I use instant messaging? Do I use collaboration and social networks? What are those technologies I'm using today? What are those infrastructures I'm using today? And how can I optimize my business to those available resources, or leverage more of those resources to optimize my business? And what we did is we defined a clear model together actually with Gartner and MIT and Boston University, and made it available to your listeners here today, and of course to every reader of the book, Agility, Competing and Winning in the Tech-Savvy Marketplace.
Oh, very good, Mark. Now, interestingly enough, one of the theses in your book is that creating business intelligence from data overload. Boy, I suffer from data overload. I mean, I am bombarded with stuff that comes over the internet or through email mostly. But in what ways can IT and managers work together to overcome the data overload that must be swamping all managers in all businesses?
Absolutely, Billy. I think the key is to differentiate between information and knowledge. Boston University has done some interesting research there. Information is growing in unbelievably rates over the last 5 years. People say we got more information than in the 5,000 years before. So there is definitely tremendous amounts of information increasing. But what information is relevant for our day-to-day decisions, for making better decisions, for driving our business better forward? And that's knowledge. And here, I think it's a combination. It's a combination of having access to the experts that can help sifting through all the information and really finding the nuggets of value. And being able to communicate with those experts, finding those experts, collaborating with them, that's where technology comes in. That's where real-time communication, email, instant messaging, but also social networks play a bigger and bigger role to making sure that that folks, independent in which role they are, having access not only to information but to real knowledge.
We're talking to Mark Mueller, Eberstein, everybody, his book, Agility. Mark, I've asked this of a lot of authors that come on the show. What did you get out of writing this book?
I think it was a really interesting experience. I've talked to customers, partners, in all kinds of ways of life over a decade and a half, and realized how much knowledge can be bridged between the classical geeks on one side and the people that are living their daily lives outside of the technology world on the other side. So when I was asked to write this down, it's not something that originally came natural to me, but being able to crystallize it, putting it in words, and having then agility, competing and winning in the tech-savvy marketplace in front of me, and getting the feedback from the readers of how much of an impact it made in their communication between business and IT, in their business strategy, that is very, very gratifying to me.
That's great. We're talking to Mark Mueller, Eberstein, everybody, his latest book, Agility. Mark, if people are intrigued by what you had to say, they like of what they heard, where would you direct them to go on the Internet to learn more?
So the first thing is, of course, get the book, Agility. Wiley published it. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all your local good bookstores. It helps you to really understand the whole framework of technology capabilities and what they can do for your business. And it doesn't matter if you're a big or a small company. The second one is my company's website. It's www.adgetec.com, edgetech.com. We have some more information there, a way to contact me. It's info@edgetech.com. And if they refer to Billy the Brain, I'll definitely put in the top of my list of reply to that.
Oh, thank you so much for that. We've been talking to Mark Mueller, Eberstein, everybody. Agility is his book, Competing and Winning in the Tech-Savvy Marketplace. Mark, it has been a real pleasure. Thank you for sharing your knowledge with us. We'll be talking to you down the road.
Thank you very much, Billy.
Thank you.
Best regards to your audience as well.
And Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Take care.